Okay, well, so we've got most of us here, so welcome to our third call, everyone. Thank you so much for joining me. I don't know, I'm having a hard time believing how fast the time is going. It seems like
it is.
Just got started last week, and here we are heading into like almost halfway through next week already. So why don't we go ahead and just take three deep breaths together to get centered and get us started. I always like to start with breathing. So just start with one, two, and three. Oh, that always just relaxes me, just those three simple deep breaths. So before we start the mastermind portion, the wish weaving circle today, I wanted to talk just a little bit about, well, a couple of different things. One is I want to check in and see how everyone is doing on solitude time and proper breathing, and also just kind of where everyone is at in this point in the process. And understand, I know I keep hammering the God walk and time alone over and over again, but that's only because it works so well. You know, I mean, kind of the way I look at it is if everyone was spending proper time alone and breathing properly, you wouldn't need me because those two things get you so in touch with your inner voice, intuitive nature, or the IVIN, is as I call it. So, but if you have had trouble incorporating those things, I would like to hear about it, what your challenges are, and maybe what could help you make that a regular practice. And also, I just want to know if there's anything that has particularly jumped out at you so far in this process that has resonated, or at the opposite end, something that's been challenging or just doesn't even really make sense for where you are right now. So that's how I'd like to start, is just a check-in on those two things. And if no one volunteers, I'm going to pick a volunteer. So
I'll go. This is Jennifer.
Hey, go ahead.
Okay. Yep. So for me, it's actually because I'm not employed at the moment. I don't have any excuses. So I've been able to do that. And it's been very helpful because, as you guys all know, last week already? Anyway, I was really struggling. I was feeling a lot of anxiousness. And then something just clicked. And even though I'm really not any further forward, I've been feeling really peaceful and just excited at waiting of what's to come. So for me, it's been really good and something I need to make sure I keep doing even when I do start getting busy again.
That is awesome. Thank you for sharing that, because it's validation of what I keep saying, and I know how well it works for me, but it is so good to hear that from somebody else. So did you have anything else you wanted to share before I ask for another volunteer?
No, just that it's good and it's working. So
okay, awesome. So who would like to go next?
This is Gabby. I will go. I have only done one actual, like, walking through nature. I mean, I have definitely taken lots of opportunities to be alone and breathe and meditate. And for me, just the walking in nature, I love that idea. But for some reason, I just don't really have a place that I don't have to drive to that I feel alone enough, but not too alone.
Okay.
So I mean, I know I need to relax. So when I did the nature walk, I drove to a park, a metro park, and I put in earbuds, and I'm a little bit anxious about being alone in the woods, and I wish I wasn't. I loved it when I was growing up. So, you know, when you get away from it, you start getting paranoid. You become a city dweller or something, suburb dweller.
So it's like a safety thing.
Yeah.
You know, and I understand that. Actually, Elle, I'll speak on her behalf because she's not able to join our calls, but she has a very similar experience, and it's just a safety thing when you're a woman. So unless you have somewhere where you feel safe, it could be a little challenging. I understand that. But go ahead. I kind of interrupted you there.
No, it's but I did sit on my back patio. It's just screened in, and I have chimes out there, and it was, like, kind of breezy that day. And that was great. It was like I didn't hear anything but the chimes and the wind, and I did that for like 3 hours the other day.
Awesome.
But my writing process, my thinking is great. It's the communicating of the thoughts. So it's like as soon as I go to my computer or, get a pen in my hand, then I start like stopping. So that's where I'm hung up on the, letting everything flow, because it's there, but it doesn't want to come out or something. It's very slow, and then I get frustrated and stuck. So.
Do you think a voice recorder might work for you?
I have tried it. I don't know. Sometimes I do it, and it's like I'm focused on the, looking at, is it recording? It's ridiculous.
Hmm.
You know what? I actually, sometimes I do the, microphone, whatever, voice activated on my notes on my iPhone.
Mm-hmm.
That's good, except for all the things that it doesn't pick up correctly and it spells things crazy. That's probably the best one, is that because I can see the words.
Yeah.
So.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, I just got a text from Kate. So if you guys will hang on for just a second, I'm going to pause the recording and text her the phone number. Do you mind hanging on for just a moment?
No.
Okay, thank you.